good afternoon and welcome to Your DIY Health here on the People's Patriot Network. I'm your host, Sergeant Jim Ram, retired. You can call me Sarge. It is Monday, December 17th, 2018, just 2 days after the 227th anniversary of the Bill of Rights. Yeah, that's right. December 15th, 1791, the Bill of Rights was ratified by the last state, which was Virginia, which then put the first 10 amendments to the Constitution in as the law of the land, protecting the rights that were delineated or recognized in those documents. Now, keep in mind, too many people out there talk about constitutional rights, and they think that we get our rights from the Constitution. Nothing could be further from the truth. Our founders realized and recognized that our rights come from Almighty God, and the documentation in the Constitution, and specifically the Bill of Rights, don't grant any rights whatsoever. They simply guarantee them. And that's something to be kept in mind as you go about your daily business from point A to point B, whatever the case might be. But I just wanted to mention that just because it too many times, too often, it goes unnoticed. I doubt that there was anything on any local news talking about the anniversary of the Bill of Rights, which is a shame. But it's not surprising, you know, and I wouldn't know because I don't watch local news, but if I did, I bet I wouldn't have seen anything. So anyway, let's get back to things. This program is meant to present nutritional information only and is in no way meant to replace the advice of a competent medical professional, assuming you can find one. I'm not a doctor, and that's a good thing. In my opinion, the doctors most people go to see when they have a health issue, MDs, are wrapped around the axle of their training. Unfortunately, their training is in drugs and surgery, and vaccines, and it doesn't equip them to, to treat the over 900 chronic health issues that are proven to be a result of a nutritional deficiency. I'm simply someone who's been studying under the tutelage of one of, if not the top nutritional authorities in the world, Dr. Joel Wallach. I don't treat diseases. I don't even treat people. I simply advise people how to give their bodies the raw materials they need to support and maintain good health. And when the body has what it needs, it'll fix itself. The body wants to fix itself. The body knows how to fix itself. It has a God-given innate ability to do so. The only thing that's missing is the raw materials. And when you put those back into the mix, stand back and wait to be amazed because your body's going to do some really cool stuff. Now you can visit my website at yourdiyhealth.com. That's Y-O-U-R-D-I-Y, like do-it-yourself, health, H-E-A-L-T-H, yourdiyhealth.com. It's a great site. There's all kinds of information there. Pretty much a whole course on natural healing and nutrition. If you go through everything on that site, by the time you're done, you'll know more about natural healing and how to get rid of your chronic health issues than your MD will ever have a clue about. So I encourage you to check that out. You can order products there. You can find out about the Trinity of Health. What I refer to is that. Basically, three things: getting off the bad foods, giving your body the raw materials it needs to support and maintain good health through the 90 essential nutrients, and then making sure that your circulation is functioning to the point where those nutrients can get to the cellular level where they need to go to do their work. So check that out. A lot of good stuff there. And there's videos that you can watch that people testifying about the results they've seen and all kinds of stuff. So I encourage you to check the site out. If you have any questions, you can contact me through the Contact Me button. Or as far as the longevity products go that we talk about here on the show, you can call our toll-free number at 855-80-YOUNG. That's 855-809-6864. 855-809-6864, and Jeff, Sally, and Robert are standing by, ready to take your calls. They're very knowledgeable about the product line and the home-based business opportunity, and would be more than happy to help you out and to discuss your issues and make recommendations as to which products would be best to get on the other side of whatever chronic health issue you're dealing with. So just give them a call at 855-809-6864. Now, if you're interested in any of the CBD oil products that we have on the site or the pulsed electromagnetic therapy unit that helps with the circulation, then you need to contact me directly, and you can use the Contact Me button for that. Just click that, and you can either call on the phone or you can send an email. Just keep in mind that I do not answer or check emails during the show, but I do check them afterwards, and anything that comes in will get a response usually within an hour or two. All righty. Now, if you scroll down halfway on the homepage, you'll see the CTFO button, and that's a link to the Changing the Future Outlook button, or that we have for the company that deals with the CBD oils that we're dealing with. Excuse me just a second. And those are great products. They have a great sleep aid, over 70 different products, and everything from skin health and health and beauty, pet products, pain management, you name it. A lot of great stuff on there. And they all come with a 60-day empty bottle money-back guarantee, which is really cool. So I encourage you to check that out if you've been interested. Excuse me again. If you've been wanting to find out about CBD oils and get a little more information, then watch the video right below the CTFO link. And there's more, and there's actually two videos now. I just put another one up the other day. And I encourage you to watch both of them. And I think that'll give you a good idea of what's going on. And then you can branch out from there by going to the actual CTFO website, which is available through the first link. So if you scroll all the way to the bottom of the page, you'll see a Facebook button, and that goes to the Facebook page we've set up for the radio show. And I encourage you to check that out. I've been posting things up all last week and previous to that. Also put a couple things up there today. We won't get to them because today, obviously, as Mondays always are, today is Cyber Currency Day. We're going to be talking about Bitcoin and BitClub Network. Should have the crew on here in just a few minutes. But want you to make sure that you know that everything is available to you. And click on the radio shows button also. And that will, at the very top of the page, you'll see the archive page that we've set up for the show. And you can go there and listen to any of the previous shows. You can share them via social media. And you can also download the smartphone app for Android or iPhone so that you can listen to those things on your phone any place you go, as long as you got internet connection, which is really pretty cool too. So take advantage of that. And then at the bottom of the page, you will see a chat room. And I still haven't set mine up for today. Basically, that was set up at the request of some of the listeners, and it will be the only way that you'll be able to pose questions today, because once John and Kathy and company are on, that ties up the one phone line we have available. So if you're listening and have a question, then by all means, use the chat room at the bottom of the radio show's page, and that will allow you to type your questions in, and I will try and keep it on the top of my screen so that if something comes in, I'll be able to answer it or at least refer it to the team and we can get you an answer. So I'm doing that while we're talking here. There we go. So the chat room is up and on my screen and it's there. So if anybody puts anything in, hopefully I will see it. Yeah, and every once in a while I miss things, but usually I'm pretty good at it. So that's pretty much it. Now, keep in mind also that the topics discussed and opinions mentioned on this show are those of the host and or guests and don't necessarily represent the opinions of the People's Patriot Network, its owners or sponsors, and that or any of the Alphabet agencies that are out there listening in. I just hope they learn something while they're eavesdropping. And then also, nothing we say on the show should be construed as an attempt to diagnose, treat, or cure any kind of a health issue, which obviously we won't be doing much of today anyway, but I always put that out just so we know where we stand. As a responsible adult, it's your responsibility to do your own due diligence, make sure that what you're hearing is right for you. Don't take my word for it. Don't take the word of anybody else. And if you're dealing with a chronic health issue, by all means, do not take the word of an MD, because given half a chance, they will kill you. And they'll make a lot of money off you in the process, and then they'll sleep soundly after you're dead and just continue about their business killing other people the same way. And if you don't believe me, check out the support info tab on my website, yourdiyhealth.com. At the top of the page, you'll see the article called Death by Medicine, and it shows through facts and figures that the allopathic medical treatments or MD-directed medical treatments are the number one cause of death and the number one cause of bankruptcy in this country, definitely, and the rest of the world, most likely. And between 780,000 and 1 million people every single year die at the hands of MDs, and nobody goes to jail. And contrast that with the 10 years or so that we were involved in the Vietnam War. 59,000 people roughly died as a result of that conflict, about 5,900 per year average, as opposed to 780,000 to 1 million per year average. We had people rioting in the streets. We killed people, students at Kent State University here in Ohio. And that was just an absolutely terrible time in this country's history. And the same thing going on now, multiple folds more. MDs kill people all the time, and nobody goes to jail. We don't have people rioting in the streets. The drug companies are, free to produce their chemical poisons that people are taking on a daily basis and using to kill themselves and commit suicide and commit murders as a result and everything else. And it's like, well, we need this stuff. No, we don't. What you need is science-based, clinically verified medical nutrition. We could do away with the needs for probably 99% of all pharmaceuticals and all vaccines if people would just eliminate the bad foods from their diet and give their bodies the 90 essential nutrients. So, that being said, just waiting on John to call in, and perfect timing. Hey,
right now.
We got John, and we got Tanya, and four others apparently. Can't see who. Welcome to the show, guys.
We have Dusty, and we have Sarah, as usual.
Cool. Yes. Is Terrence here today?
Hey, Terrence? I'm here.
Terrence is, has a dialysis right now.
Oh, okay. I got to get that guy to call me. We get him off that stuff, man.
Getting him to slow down is tough.
Yeah, that's the problem. If I can just get, he's doing 15 things all the time. Get him to, train in how to do this stuff, and we can in no time. Oh, well, that's another show
for another day.
You're in luck
today because Dusty was with us when we met with Michael Alexander.
Oh, yeah?
And Andy, and had another three-hour meeting. Meetings, every time we get together with those two guys, meetings just go. Did you guys feel like it was 3 hours at all? I don't know.
Not at all. No. Not at all.
So, fill me in. What took place? What new stuff did you learn? I heard
we're going to have to bring out a little bit here. And Dusty took notes, and I didn't. So I would rather trust her notes than my memory.
Okay.
So and why don't you list some of the highlights, Michelle, too, and then we can, talk about each one of these different things as they come out. And Tanya wasn't there, so Tanya's going to get filled in at the same time.
I just had all my notes out on my desk, and poof.
They're gone?
My desk. I mean, literally 5 minutes ago, they were in my hand. But I can tell you, there's a lot of new and exciting things coming up in 2019.
Which is right now, a week away, 2 weeks away?
Yeah, right around the corner.
Exactly. We're one of the largest mining operations around right now. We're trusted. We own our own land. We have our data centers. We've got our own power. We literally have a grid, a hydroelectric grid. We're producing our own power. So, if people think we're going away, there's no way. We're huge. We're bigger than, I didn't even realize how big we were.
Well, nobody does, and they really don't want people to know how big they are.
People to know, but oh, there's my notes. We've just got so much, like I said, we own our own land, our data centers, our power plants. Now that we don't need the other guys that we were getting our machines from and stuff like that, we're saving about 80-90%, and that can go back in to the company just to make us bigger,
you brought
better, stronger.
Power. We own the power. We own the land. Mm-hmm. We own the data centers, right?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. And
Star grid.
But that's the power. We own the power and the land on the power. Data centers are big. How big is that facility going to be in Montana? Do you remember him saying? Was it 500 megawatt?
No, I didn't. I didn't write that down.
I think that was
pretty good. It was pretty good.
Okay. We got Club Coin.
Mm-hmm.
Which is going to be monetized.
Right.
And we've got, also they're thinking about, they're going to also build, that was a major point that he was making about the way BitClub works versus a lot of these other ICOs out there, because the ICOs, they sell you a coin and they're selling air. They don't really have anything. BitClub created the coin And now it's building value around the coin, but it gave the coin to all of its members. Those people that had founder positions, when they started developing the Coinbase system and they got that company running, they gave shares to all the founders and that were already in existence, and they're giving shares to the new founders. I think that's over here this month. Did you hear that?
Yes. It's supposed to be over at the end of this month, but they're talking about having a new program coming up next year, which could be really exciting, really exciting.
Okay, I think that was they're working on giving us shares of the power company. Is that right?
Well, I thought I heard something about Hong Kong.
It has to do with shares, I believe. The founders. There is going to be a new founder program, but those are capitalizing on the founders right now to the end of the year can still capitalize on those Coinbase shares. But yes, there's a rolling out so many new futures that it's hard to keep up with them. But then again, it's not set in stone because they're still testing certain things out.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, the other thing they were going to talk about doing is that having you acquire Club Coin in order to get into the Big Club. That's huge for Club Coin. That'll push the price of Club Coin way, way up. Mm-hmm. And those of us that have gotten Club Coin are going to profit. That's what they mean by building value around the things that they put together for everybody in the club. This is a very special program. Have you ever been in a company that figures out ways to increase the value of their company and then give it to the people that are already in the company? Tell me another one. I don't know of any.
I don't know of any either. You know, and they are making some changes. They're not making any changes. They are going to start implementing their policies now, you know, with their payouts and everything.
Well, they're just tightening it up.
Yeah.
Because they paid out way more than they should have paid out to the members. There were certain things, for example, requirements that you need to fulfill. Like when you actually are building a network, you need to bring somebody on your binary left and right, which basically the way we do things, we do that automatically. We don't even think about it. It just happens because we teach people how to come in with 10 positions at least. Right.
Yes.
So that happens. And then I think the other thing was they're putting a volume requirement in because there were a lot of people that were working hard building networks. And then there were people down below them that really weren't qualified to receive some of the cycle bonuses that are paid for production, right? Bringing people in, bringing volume in. And so it only flows through 10 levels of the referral network. And since they were building so many people down there, then a lot of the people that actually deserved those payments weren't getting them because they were being blocked by people that weren't qualified for that ranking. So they're implementing that. So that means that the person who comes on now is more assured of getting paid for their work than they were before. Does that make sense to you guys?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it makes sense to me, definitely. And I think that's really a great enforcement. The fact that, you know, those $10 matching bonus could roll up with somebody that's actually building the network or, you know, actually invested in the Big Club network. You know, if they're just investors, you know, or, you know, I think it's, because I mean, there's, you know, as you become a networker, you find ways to manipulate the comp plan. And, you know, and this company had paid us close to 70%, they said, and now they're going to, you know, the laws are coming in, they're reinforcing some stuff, and which is a great, great thing, you know, do it now. But still, I mean, they talked about, I mean, they're still going to pay us out close to 50%, you know, because of the grid and how we're getting 10 cents to the dollar. So
right. Because 40% goes to the machines. It was 40% to commissions and 20% for company operation. Right. And they paid out 77% total, which was way too much.
Right.
And
since we are getting, since we own our own grid, they're saying that that is going to get paid out to the members, you know. So it's a win-win for all of us.
I heard two things about that.
Okay.
One was they do own their own grid, so there's nobody can come in and complain about them using somebody else's power.
Absolutely.
Right?
Right.
Plus, it cut our costs down because we own the power company, which is just shocking to me. I thought that was just genius. Now it turns out that we also own the technology company that creates the chips.
Yep.
Yes.
And they found a way to run a 14-nanometer chip that is more efficient than the 7-nanometer chip.
And the 10M.
Any of those, because they found a way to make the chip larger so that it has a larger cooling area and they don't have to spend as much money cooling the chip on the board either. So it cuts mm-hmm. their power consumption down. It cuts their cooling costs down, which means that and it cuts the manufacturing cost to 10 cents on the dollar from what they're already paying, which means that we can run 10 times more machines than we're running now.
Right. And it's our technology. We own it. It's our proprietary ASIC. We own the technology.
Right. Jim, can you think of a better place to be? I can't, Tanya.
I'll tell you what. I mean, hey, one of the things I want to do, because, you know, I like to think that I get some new listeners from time to time, and I'm just thinking if someone is new and haven't been on the show in the for you know, if this is their first time listening, they're trying to figure out what the heck are we talking about. Why don't you, Johnson, I think you're the best one to do this. Why don't you give a quick breakdown on just exactly what BitClub Network is as opposed to people that want to do their own mining and what mining is per se, and why it's such a good thing in this day and age to get involved with. Why don't you do a quick covering on that?
Okay, well, basically, let's start with Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Bitcoin is a cryptocurrency that was started in 2008. A white paper was written by Satoshi Nakamoto, and it started the transactions in 2009, and it has grown from there. It came out as a very low price, just a bunch of people believing that we needed a currency that was getting the government out of our money, that we have a private money source that would not take away from the Fed or any of these banking systems or the SWIFT system, but it would be something else that people could use individually on their own to attach value to and transfer back and forth. Because Bitcoin itself really isn't money per se. It's considered a form of property, but not money. And so it's, you know, how do you get it? And how did it start? All of that stuff is kind of talked about on our websites a little bit, and we certainly can point you in all the directions that you need to know. But the thing is that a lot of people say, well, they look at the pricing of Bitcoin and they've seen it go up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. It's very volatile. And traders love that. I mean, you can make a lot of money doing that kind of stuff if you know what you're doing. It's just kind of an art form. It's not something that I want to do because I don't want to be glued to a computer all the time. But if you get in a club, we mine it, we create it. So the mining is a process where we process the transactions, we verify the transactions, and in the process of all that, we secure it by having the computers talk to one another, and we call that gossip technology. They verify all the transactions. And so the blockchain is created, which is nothing more than a ledger that's decentralized amongst a whole bunch of computers. So that's the security aspect. More computers, the better. Because if you lose every single computer out there, if you had a backup copy, you can recreate the whole network just with one. So it's a very safe kind of protocol that we can use. But mining creates the coin, and you generate Bitcoin every day. We don't care what the price is. And when you get your money back, because you can sell the Bitcoin for value, right? When you've recovered enough Bitcoin to equal the cost of your mine, which generally will happen in a year, 2 years, something like that, you're home free. You will mine with our club for the rest of your life, and you don't have to pay anymore because of the way the system is designed to operate. And so we're all excited about it because we're in this space, because we know where Bitcoin is going. We can see that it's a private form of money that is we can use anywhere on the planet. There are no borders. Bitcoin, wherever you are, is the same as where everybody else is. It's a centralized value, and it's personal, you know. It's the way everybody used to do business. We don't need third-party banks to get involved with us. And we're finding the more we go to the bank and try to use a bank as a bank, they are acting like it's their money, and what are we doing with it? What do we want it for? Where'd you get this money? I mean, it's 20 questions. You got to give them your ID. Some people want thumbprints. Next thing you know, they're going to want an iris scan. You know, then they're going to want some of your DNA. I mean, it's really getting ridiculous. So we're able to get around all that kind of stuff. Is that enough, Jim, or do you want more?
Yeah, and that's one of the things that really brings it home to me. I've heard several people mention, you know, one of the big questions to ask people, and they're shaking their head and rolling their eyes looking at what you're saying, is, you know, name me one asset that you own that the government can't control and take away from you. And exactly. This is the only thing out there that I can think of. Because theoretically, they can, you know, they can make the currency worthless, pretty much is anyway. But anything that you've got that's in electronic form, for the most part, with the exception of cryptocurrencies, they can attack and they can control. And that's pretty scary, especially in this day and age with the way pension funds are going and, you know, things are going downhill big time. And I've got a disability pension from my police department, and I know that any day I could wake up and it could be gone. And really not have any recourse. So
it could be gone two ways.
Oh, yeah.
One is they don't have the funds to really pay it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want a good example, just look at Peoria, Illinois, Chicago, Illinois, anything in Illinois. The whole state is totally bankrupt. There's no way they can pay any of this stuff. But the other way is through monetizing and inflating the currency values way up.
Mm-hmm.
You may get the pension, but it ain't going to buy anything.
Right. And, you know, that's the nice thing about Bitcoin is literally you can take it anywhere in the world with you, cross borders with no problems. Try to, you know, if you wanted to move from here to Costa Rica, say, and you had a bunch of stuff in gold or in the banks, and you wanted to transfer that to Costa Rica, good luck. You know, you're not going to get stuff out of the country very easily. But if you have Bitcoin, it's wherever you go. You've got control over it and no one else can touch it. And that's the security that, you know, prior to the Big Brother electronics, you know, that's basically the way we used to function with cash and that kind of stuff. They couldn't track everything and you had it, it was yours, but not anymore. So this brings back the financial privacy that we've lost over the years through all the electronics and everything that the government and the banks have done to us. And if for no other reason, I think this is the perfect time to be involved in something. And the nice thing is with Bitcoin taking a dip down, it's a lot easier, a lot cheaper to get involved. You know, if you already have Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash or anything like that, you're mining, you're going to be getting more as it's mined. And if you don't have any, you know, it's, you know, $600 to get started. $100 mining or membership fee and then $500 mining pool. And theoretically, you could buy one and never have to do anything else again. But the whole idea is to expand on that and make it grow and build more in and introduce it to other people. But, you know, no matter how you choose to get in, you're not going to lose money. You're going to make money and it's going to be solid and secure and yours. So
is that a promise, Jim?
Well, I can't promise 100%, but based on past history, you know, like you said on Rogers, so, you know, an asteroid could hit the planet and Bitcoin could go to zero. But
yeah,
so far, to my knowledge, no one's ever lost any money. And
hey, sir, you think this is going to go to zero?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I think it's going up. You know, that's just
I think it's a great Christmas gift to give to somebody too, and give the gift that keeps on giving.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, pool. We're talking about giving a pool.
Yes, give somebody. You know, you're wanting to give somebody this something that's going to keep growing and giving and have a lot of value. This is definitely it.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
It's the time to get in now, because in 3 years, 4 years, 5 years from now, you might not be able to afford to, you know, a Bitcoin could be $50,000, say. But the good thing about that is if you're already mining it, that Bitcoin is divisible by 100 million. So, you know, if it shoots up to $100,000 per coin or whatever, no big deal. It you can break it down. That's how you can shop with it and everything else. It's so easy to use because it's so divisible. You know, you don't have to lock, in with a, you know, I have a Bitcoin, it's, you know, worth $50,000, but I, you know, how are you going to get change? Well, you don't have to use that. You can only use a fraction of that if you need it.
Yeah.
You know, so it's completely versatile.
It's inflation proof, actually, right?
Mm-hmm.
100% inflation proof. And the good thing about it is it's also 100% verifiable. There is no other currency or no other program, no other investment that you can go and say, I want to see it. They're not going to show you anything. They're not going to show you their back office. The Bitcoin back office, you can see everything, I believe, back to the first transaction.
Yeah, you can.
Right?
Walk into your bank and say, I want to check your books. Not going to happen.
They'll say which.
Hey, Tanya has been talking to a lot of new people. You know, she came to us a little bit later. And Tanya, what are you hearing from people now? Because I think Brent, did you get a hold of Brent? Was he around?
Yeah, he's driving today, though, so he couldn't participate.
But well, I remember.
So he says, hello, everybody. I find in general there's a real lack of knowledge with most people. Like, I mean, people even in the finance industry think that it's a joke and that it's not going to last until they, you know, actually take the time to listen to what we're, you know, helping people understand. It still surprises me, actually, that people actually within the financial industry really believe that this is a joke.
Well, it is. But see, I that's where I was. I remember when it came out. Right. And I even tell people, I said, man, I lose stuff in my computer all the time, even my phone. I just erased all of my pictures in my phone the other day accidentally. It's driving me nuts. You don't think that it's real until you find out what's really going on behind the scenes, and you find out that piece of paper in your pocket isn't real either. That credit card isn't real either. It's all made up.
And I was just watching a video on that today about how the dollar is worth now 3 cents, the US dollar. So yeah. I don't know. People might need to heed the wake up call here. Bitcoin's been around for 10 years now, so it's here to stay and it's looking better every day.
Well, you know, I really don't mind if it goes to a lower price. Do you guys mind?
No, I just buy a bunch.
No.
I'll be celebrating. I mean, this is the time to get in. If it goes down to 2K25, I mean, I'm ready. I mean, we're never going to probably hold. I mean, and the experts are saying this is the time to start stocking up, you know,
well,
as much as you can.
There's a guy named Jenks out there that is saying his hyperwave theory, which is quite an interesting theory. And he works on any financial matter. It doesn't matter. Any kind of currency or anything, or any stock or whatever. Anyway, he says that right now Bitcoin's probably going to go to $1,000 before it actually gets way, way up there. You know, to me, that's really fantastic because we actually mine more. The thing that's interesting to me that Michael pointed out, and I think Russ pointed it out too, is all these people that are looking at Bitcoin as just an investment side, they want the price to be really high. But here's the question. Have you got 50 Bitcoin in your pocket yet? You got 100 or 1,000 Bitcoin? Why in God's name do you want the price to be $20,000? You don't want it to go up until you have some in your pocket, right?
Exactly.
So what would you rather pay for it? $100, or would you rather pay $5,000? You know,
I'm holding out till the really good stuff comes in. It's expensive. Yeah,
that's right. Oh man, yeah. Get this one. Get this one over here. This one's really expensive. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So, we don't. You guys find a problem into talking to people? I mean, do you get the response I get a lot, which is, oh yeah, Bitcoin? No, man, it's dropping in price like a rock. I don't want to touch that.
Well, you know, John, there's people, I mean, people that I'm talking, I mean, just yesterday I was talking to a gentleman, they do some investments and they're really good at what they do, and their money, it's increasing by 1.2%. I was talking to a really shabby, successful person yesterday, and he was very open about the Bitcoin. He just he's not holding any Bitcoin. He hasn't purchased any Bitcoin. And he felt like he, I knew more than the average person. So he asked me for my business card. I didn't even offer to him. You know, he just goes, do you have a business card? I want your phone number, you know? And I go, sure. So I gave it to him, and it's up to him what he does with the information that I gave him, you know? But just, you know, last week I was with a group of ladies. They were interested of hearing the information, but not so much negativity, because they already been hearing about it. They heard that Bitcoin, it's 9 years old. Some of these ladies are, you know, been looking at it, and it's already been adopted by millions or worldwide, you know. So it's just, we just need to educate the people a little bit more. They need us to let them know what is Bitcoin, what's the different, how we could show them about what is the blockchain, how's the blockchains run. When they understand that, and like you mentioned, you know, John, you know, he's been marketing the book called The Bitcoin Standard just by the radio show as a word of mouth, and that's what I use. And every person that I come across, I mean, to me, it's a, you know, it's a scholarly book. And if someone wants to argue with me, I just point out certain paragraphs. What does this say? And they can't argue the book.
No, they can't.
And I tell them it's extremely important to read chapters 7, 9, and 10. And I mean, I actually have the book right now holding in my hands. And one of the things that Dusty put out here that, each Bitcoin is divisible into 100 million Satoshi. So what does that mean? There is plenty of room for growth. Plenty.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
especially if you're mining. So you got to understand, my personal opinion, I don't believe that mining is going to ever go away. It's not going away. It's here to stay.
Yeah, it can't. It can't go away.
It can't. Absolutely. So this is why they need us to educate the people out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if what people don't understand, what is 100 million Satoshis? What is divisible mean? Well, I just, you know, for those who are new listeners or, you know, getting the word out, really do your homework. Go get the Bitcoin Standard. If you want more information, what do we do? What exactly are we? Go on joinbitcoinclub.com, you know. Mm-hmm. Another website we use, I can't think about it on top of my head. What's the other website, John?
WeBringYouMoney.com.
WeBringYouMoney.com.
And that one goes directly into our admin here, and it's got a form on it. If somebody wants information, that you just fill out whatever you want to put in there, and just make sure you put the name of the person that you want to talk to or who referred you, because that's what happens. It gets forwarded to that person. So there's many ways to reach us, but all of us have been involved in some form of a network marketing program, right? Mm-hmm. I don't think there's any exception here. And this one, the thing is that it's not an MLM program. Let's do a real quick round robin about, you've been out talking to people, and what are you hearing? So why don't you start with that, Sarah? You've been talking to people. Did you stop because of the holidays? I mean, are you just putting it off till next year, or are you've been talking to people?
The holidays are the absolute best. This is the best time of year to bring it up and talk about it, because people are looking for that unique thing that they can give to someone, again, that keeps on giving. And so that's the look and feel I'm having with it. And many people, again, as you say, once you educate them on the idea that, well, now's the time to get in, it's the concept some of them hadn't thought about. Oh, well, that makes sense. So sometimes you just have to put it in perspective for people to understand what you're saying. And while you're educating them, they start thinking, hey, you know what? That does make sense. Why would I want to get in when? And so then it also makes a great idea for, you know, you're getting a grandchild something. This is something that they're going to have for, you know, the rest of their life. So it's only going to grow and get bigger. So that's kind of what I hear. I mean, people are open to education.
You paid for their college right there, buying one pool. Yeah.
Right, right. Well, I mean, and some of them are going, I'll just make my money with Bitcoin. Why do I want to go trade all my time for a college education? I'll make my money with Bitcoin. I've heard some of them say that. They're like, you know, why do I want to go through all that? I'm like, well, that's a good point. I hadn't looked at it from that angle.
Well, here's the answer to that. Okay. Most people are going to school because they have to. because they want to get a job, right? So you got to get a sheepskin. Why not go to school because you want to learn something instead, without the idea of having to get that sheepskin? That's the different focus. People that just run through school and fulfill these requirements, and they come out of school and they got a sheepskin, so now they're qualified to get a job. Whereas people that are actually interested in physiology, they study physiology. They're actually interested in computers. They study computers. They're actually interested in automotive science, and they're doing that. They have no intention of having to go look for a job. They just want to know. They want to be involved. They want to learn, you know? And that's my view of way education should be. You shouldn't have to be stuck into one area that the corporate operation wants to do, which is what we've all been trained to do. Grow up, get a job. What they're trying to do is Sovietize our education system so that we can't choose what we want to do. This frees us to be able to do what we want to do and not what the state wants us to do.
Right. Because, again, money gives you choices.
Absolutely. And the best form of money is Bitcoin. Did you get that chance to get the book yet?
No, myself personally?
Yes.
Yeah, no, I'm actually going to. I haven't gotten it yet, but I thought that'd be a great Christmas present for myself.
It is. It's a fantastic one. And also, some people say, I ain't got time to read a book. Well, I open it up to page 249. And I say, here, this is all you have to read right here. I'll loan you my book, but you got to promise to read it. And I'll actually read the last paragraph on that page. There's only two paragraphs at the bottom of the page. And I'll read that. And I'll say, that's why you need Bitcoin. Just right there on that one page. So it's very useful if you can get some. And you know what? You can't get used ones very cheap, by the way. The cheap ones, I mean, some of the used ones are going for more than the new ones. It's amazing. Tanya, how about you? You've been talking to people too for a long time, and you have talked to a lot of your old friends who have given you a hard time, haven't you?
I have, and you know, not really a hard time, but just I think a confusing time for them because their lack of knowledge and understanding. But I've found it a way to kind of help people along with that. You know, for myself, like the Bitcoin Standard is a really good book, but I find it's very, very involved, and I have to read it over and over again to sometimes grasp some of those, some of the things that are written. But I found that even people that are inside the, like I have a couple of friends that are in the education system, mm-hmm. and you know, they're very new to this as well, but they are very open because they see the same thing that we're talking about, the kind of no way out. And they feel, I think a lot of them feel too, that they are having to keep educating themselves and things are getting tougher. And, you know, they want to know that they're going to be secure at the end of it all. So it's, I don't know. I think it's the answer for everyone.
Well, you know, when we were talking to Michael, and he was going over the history, and Desti or Michelle, do you remember when he was talking about when they first started and how tough it was? Can you reiterate what he was saying?
Well, basically back then, you know, it was brand new, and, you know, the white paper and everything else, and it was low, and, you know, people have never heard of it. I mean, it's been around for 10 years now, so it actually is more known and a little easier for us. But back then, I mean, this is a brand new thing they're talking about, you know. It'd be extremely difficult to walk up to somebody and say, hey, you know, we've got this great program, blah, 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 blah. But, yeah, for them, nobody'd heard of it, you know. Nobody knew about it. You know, and so talking to somebody, and it's cryptocurrency, okay, well, that in itself is a whole brand new ballpark, and, you know, it's a foreign thing, you know, and people are scared of new things. People are terrified of anything new that they don't know, you know, and that's one of the things. Unless they take the time to learn about it and understand it, you know, they're scared to death. They're afraid of ATM machines when they first started, you know. Amazon, eBay, nobody would use all these things. The phone, you know, that you get the cell phone,
Yeah. I didn't want to touch a cell phone. I was afraid I was going to get, you know, cancer and all this other stuff. And, you know, how can it work, you know, without being plugged into the wall?
Mm-hmm. Michelle, do you remember what he was saying about the early days of the Bic Club?
The early days of the Bic Club, from what I recall, back in 2014 and 2012, you know, we're still a baby company. Okay, we're in 2017, so about going back 4.5 years, people that got involved in the Bic Club network, they had to educate themselves, educate the people. And then there was people that thought that they were just, what are you talking about? Are you crazy? I mean, and they had to educate the new people. So, and just to go beyond and educate the other people. So it was a long process for them, and it was very difficult for them to grow the network because Bitcoin is so new and no one really heard about it. And I mean, just keep in mind, I mean, less than 1% of 1%. I mean, just a very small, tiny little baby percentage that ever knew about the Bitcoin. And when Bitcoin was less than $200, back in 2014, I correct me if I'm wrong, John, in 2014, when they were getting their cycling matching bonus, they were actually cycling $200, which means they were cycling a full Bitcoin. So just imagine how many Bitcoins they're sitting on right now, okay? But going back to how they developed the business,
I guess what I'm kind of looking at is that what I heard him say was that today is exactly the same as it was
in 2014.
When 2014, in terms of the price of the people's attitudes towards price, they said the price was really low, but today we have an advantage too because we have CoinPay, we have a developed club, we have ClubCoin coming out. We own our own stuff. We have massive amounts of assets and stuff here. People don't know anything about that stuff, but they're still not out there building their network. But what I heard him say was this: back then, it was really tough to build the network. I mean, you know, they had to fight to talk to people and get them to sit down and listen and all this kind of stuff. They really, really, really had to get out there and talk to people. But if they believed in the vision, that they were going to do that. They got rich in 2017 when all of a sudden the prices started shooting up and everybody started coming on board really quick. And now they had built that network effect, and now they received a reward for all of that network that they built. Is that what you heard him say? That's what I was hearing him say.
Absolutely. Yes. You know, and you're right about that. I mean, just touch base on that. You know, this week, basically what happened in 2014, it's the history is repeating, but we have a much greater, stronger chance to not just sell the mining, but to sell the other things that are coming into new place. So it makes it a little bit more easier to for us to show them what we got, because we have more than the more than anything out there right now. And we could actually, you know, produce, rather than using our fiat money, we could produce more Bitcoin, you know, just by, if you know, the comp plan. But yes, you're absolutely right, John.
I mean, well, I also heard him talk about the fact that Bitcoin is down now. That they're hearing the same things they heard before when they were first building the network.
Yes.
Oh, it's not, it dropped in value. It's not worth anything. All that kind of stuff. And so they're saying, he said it like this. He says, you know, people, when they found out that we're making all this money now in this program that we had made it, we got all these Bitcoin and stuff. And he says, everybody is saying, oh, you're so lucky you were able to get in and when it was $200, you know, he was saying, the same thing exists, except the price is a little bit higher now, but it's the same attitude. It's the same feeling. It's the same problems. Only they're going to say in the future, oh, you were so lucky. You were able to get it at $4,000. Wow. I wish I had been able to get in when I was $4,000. That kind of thing. That what we need to do, if we want to build real wealth, we need to build the network. And again, it's an affiliate program. It's not an MLM program. So you get paid for what you do. I mean, if you do something, you get the commissions for it, right? That's all there is to it. If you do a lot of it, you get some extra bonuses and some extra compensation. But that doesn't mean a person can't come in and actually mine, because this is like he was saying too. He says, what if a mine would only return 1 to 3 Bitcoin in 1,000 days. This is on the 50-50. If half of the mining coming in is buying partial shares to make your mine grow and the other is just cash. He says, what if it just returned what you got over that 1,000-day period? Is that a good deal? Do you remember what he said? Two things. Great deal for two reasons. One, you got Bitcoin in your hands, which is going to increase in value. You got all your funding back, but you have an asset that's going to appreciate rapidly in value, and you have a mine that is going to mine for you for the rest of your life. Isn't that a good deal?
Yes.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. So I get even it. If people think that they're not getting much in the way of Bitcoin right now, they don't really understand the value of what we're really doing. And now we have all these other things going on where we're part of the Coinbase system. We're part of the BC Premier program that's coming out. There's a whole rash of things that are coming our way that they didn't even have before. So that's what I'm trying to do, is get people to understand that this is a totally different thing. Everybody's looking at this like it's a stock, you know, because they always push the stock market on everybody, right? Oh, Dow Jones Industrials, you know, was up 200 points today. Yay! You know, and the bells go off and all that kind of stuff. And then, oh, geez, you know, we had a little retracement today. It was dropped 600 points. Oh, my God, sound the alarm. You know, everything is going to hell in a handbasket, you know. It's funny.
I love it.
No, we really, it's right. People are standing on the sidelines saying, this is a bad deal. They're losing money. You know, the sky is falling, and they don't realize they're never going to be able to buy a Bitcoin in the future if they don't get out there and do something.
Right.
But you know, Tanya is going to be rich. Because like he said, you know, we accumulated this Bitcoin, and in 2017, man, we just coasted. You know, the price was going way up, and everybody was going crazy because they wanted to get in because Bitcoin was going up in price. And he says, you know, we got rewarded for all the hard work we did. He says, you guys are sitting in the same spot right now, only just the number's a little bit higher. But I'm finding that a lot of people are afraid to make a decision. But I'm looking at the pensions failing. All of us are in a situation where we're all covered by these Federal Reserve economic bank system, right? I mean, aren't you guys scared about this? I am. I'm glad it's still holding together because I want it to hold together as long as possible. But I just don't see a way out. And the only way out that I do see is using Bitcoin. Now, you guys must see the same thing because you're here. I'm talking to the choir here.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Absolutely.
But anyway. Anybody have anything to talk about that we haven't talked about? Because it seems like I'm dominating here today. I didn't want to do that. Sarah, we want to hear more from you, and Tanya too.
Oh no, I'm backing you up all the way. Everything you say. I mean, I just feel it's so right. I just can't stress enough for the simplicity of coming on board, John, with the big call. I think sometimes people think it's complicated.
That's true. Well, I'll tell you one thing that's interesting to me is that we really do have a lot of members all around the world. And we're always with the same people. You know, where are a lot of our team members that, you know, could come on here and give some testimonies? And where are a lot of the team members that are out there? They're thinking the same thing for some reason. I haven't broken down that barrier yet. What am I doing wrong? You know, why isn't everybody jumping for joy? I know... I'm very happy. I don't understand why everybody else isn't. I mean, it's Christmas every day.
And every day to Friday.
I get Bitcoin every day. Sometimes a little. It all adds up, and it's going to be worth a tremendous amount. What say, Tanya?
I was just going to add, you know, if people are afraid, which they have a tendency to do, especially with something as foreign as this, they should just do some, some research on the history of the financial systems to understand what is about to happen.
Yeah, good point.
So you can find that stuff, and when it finally gets to you, it will give you clarity as to why this is so different.
Yeah, because the conventional press is not telling them what's going on. I don't think they know. And then when you tell them, they say, "Man, that's not true. Get away from me." Exactly. Anyway, Jim?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's for you the rest of the week? You going to talk to anybody this week, or are you going to just do Christmas stuff? You do it a lot with the church, right?
Yeah, we've got our Christmas play, and it's Saturday and Sunday, so, and I handle all the sound and special effects and all the sound effects and everything. And
so you're a Foley artist.
We're practicing just about every week. I got there 8 o'clock yesterday morning, and I didn't come home until, oh goodness, it was about seven o'clock last night. So wow. I was there, you know, 14 hours, something like that. But yeah, we'll get more of that. I'm still, you know, I've got some folks at the church that are looking at it. They're just sort of taking their time and, you know, researching and that kind of thing. And so they, every once in a while, they'll come and ask me questions, and they'll say, "I see Bitcoin's down." I says, "Yeah, isn't it great?"
It is. It's great. And they don't expect that. Listen, we need to talk about next week, too. I think next show should be after New Year's, if that's okay with everybody.
That's fine. That's okay with me. I heard you talking with Roger on his show, and I know he's planning on taking probably all of next week off, maybe the week after. I don't know if I'm going to take all that time off, but I know Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve, I know Mama's probably going to have plans. So chances.
Yeah, well, next Monday is New Year's Eve. Yeah, I mean, Christmas Eve. Christmas, so yeah. I didn't check New Year's, but if we just plan to start in January, that'd be better.
Yeah, that'd be fine. We could.
For everybody concerned.
I don't have my. I'll bring up my calendar on the computer, but yeah.
Greg, we're not going anywhere. We're still working. We're still here.
Oh, yeah.
Just to do the radio show. So I'm here to support all of you guys, and looking forward to tremendous 2019. I don't care what happens, whether the market goes up or down. We're going to be in a good spot.
Yeah. Yeah. January 7th, I think, is the next Monday probably that we should do it.
Okay.
And if something comes up, obviously, we can always...
We can always run a special, can't we?
Yeah. Yeah. But and barring something major happening, let's shoot for the 7th. And that'll be fun.
Well, I can't say enough for you guys. You guys always show up to the show. I think you do a tremendous job. You add a lot to the show. If I had to do this by myself all the time, I'd go nuts.
Yeah, think how I feel the rest of the week.
I know, but...
You know, it's funny. I never run out of stuff to talk about. And luckily, I have people in the chat room and the call-in and that kind of stuff. And it always makes it better when you have audience participation.
We don't have a chat room. We should probably have a chat room so we get questions from the field.
Yeah, I have one that's basically during my show. I have it set up because that's the only way anybody can get in. So before you guys come on, I make an announcement saying if you got a question, use the chat room on the website. And I've had some... Carl does from time to time. He's in Texas, and every so often he'll drop something into me that I can bounce off of people. I think the last time was 2 weeks ago that he did that. And it's just one more way people can interact with the show, especially with, you know, Skype being as screwed up as it is. I only have one line, and I can only have you guys on, and anyone else that calls in, I'd have to put you on hold to answer their call. So on Mondays, the chat room's the only way someone can get a question in.
But well, that's good. It's worldwide. You're worldwide. I mean, the signal goes all over the place. It's rebroadcast through Eurofolk Radio too, right?
Yeah, it's they rebroadcast it. Plus, we got the archives now on castbox.fm and the links on my website too. So people can get that and they can share it by social media. And I think it's going to help quite a bit. We're going to get the word out even more. Plus, this show will re-air tonight at 11 o'clock and it'll re-air on Friday. Both at 1 and 11.
Oh, cool. So, well, you got a health site and your crypto site. What is that, Jim?
Yeah, my health site is yourdiyhealth.com. And the crypto site, you can actually access it from the Your DIY Health right there on the... Oh, we're almost out of time.
We're running out of time.
I didn't realize it. Man, we're out of time. It just crept up on us. We're off.
Thank you, Tanya. Thank you, Sarah. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, Dusty.
Yeah, let's
have
you guys here.
Bye.
Merry Christmas.
Bye, everyone. Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Happy holidays.
Yeah.
Happy New Year.
Bye.